to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host, and today I've got something special a lot around the Fraser Coast as I look for positive stories. I've actually got one of our local councillor candidates who's going to have a chat with me. Now, she's not new to my podcast. She's spoken a few times before, but today's a little bit different because today she's accepted the invitation to just come in. And Alicia, you've got 5 minutes. 5 minutes to tell everybody who you are, and you can use that 5 minutes however you want. And like I've been saying all along in my podcasts and sharing on my Facebook, I haven't started the clock yet, I'm still talking. This is an invitation that's open to anyone. You know, I am Switzerland. I actually don't live in Division 10. But I know Alicia, and it's awesome that you're going to take me up on this opportunity. You're so in tune with social media and the current world. Hey, I'm going to stop talking. Your timer starts now.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. straight to it. Here we go. Take a roll.
Let's see how good you are at just thinking on your feet. This is a test. No, this is not a test.
Firstly, thank you so much. Honestly, it's such a pleasure to always come here and have the opportunity to talk and spread my message. Because at the end of the day, it's all about positivity and making that ripple effect. And I guess something that springs to mind is community and coming together. And like Everything Fraser Coast, you've got a little community going on. And I just love the positivity that you're making in your community. And I guess something that came to mind when I wanted to take the opportunity to become a candidate and run for council is that I love being a part of a community and just making a difference. And over the last 4 weeks since I nominated myself to be a candidate for Division 10, the many people that I am bumping into and the stories and just learning about what makes Urangan special and a bit of Torquay as well. It's just nice to meet with everybody and just hear what people see, what people vision, and how we want to move forward as a little community there. And I can see the ideas, the innovation, and the possibilities that are there. So there's so much opportunities there because you've got the peer, the kilometre pier, and that's something that I walk every single day. So without a doubt, you'll see me walking. It may be 5:30 in the morning till about 8:30. You'll see me walking around saying good morning to all the locals. So yeah, Urangan has a special part in my heart. I also have a house there, and I also go to the gym in Urangan as well. So Urangan has a special spot in my heart, and I just want to continue that legacy there. So if any community members in the area want to speak to me, I have had people email, private message me, direct mail with DM, as they say. I'm getting up to the lingo with things on social media. I didn't know what DM meant.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, I thought you would have known that one. I was up on you.
I know. Oh, man, I need to get up with the times sometimes.
It's deep meaningful, isn't it?
No, direct mail, direct messaging. Oh. But yes, if anyone wants to have chats with me, by all means, message me and I can get in touch with you and we can talk about the things that are most important to the community to only make it better. And I have been looking at the social plan that has been created with the local council and also with the neighbourhood centre. And I do work alongside with the neighbourhood centre and do know of things that are developing there. So I just want to make those visions and dreams come true because I see what is in plan. And something that I love to do, and a lot of people know me across Australia with my work that I do, because I do coaching on the side, is that I'm a really avid goal setter. So when I see things in place in terms of strategic planning or goal setting, I love to see that through. So I want to see all of these things that we've got in place come through. So yeah, with what's in the social plan, if you haven't had a look at it, I encourage you all to have a look at the social plan because it covers quite a diverse range of areas within the community for the elderly people, for diversity, for social events, for youth, for the community. It's just amazing what's in there to see what we're going to forward plan for our community. So I really, really want, I'm committed to, you know, implementing all of those great ideas that they've got in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, are you finished?
I could go on and on, but you said 5 minutes.
Are you? Well, you haven't got to five yet.
Oh, the amazing. No way.
Yeah, no. Well, we're just sitting on 5 minutes, but I spoke for a couple of minutes at the beginning.
Yeah.
What I was going to, you just said the social plan. Are you going to share a link of that?
Yeah, I'll share a link on when you put the post up. I'll share a link underneath so then that way people have access to it, because I don't think many people know that that's available for everybody to have a look at. And it's something really important as a candidate to know what's in there, so then that way I know what I'm coming into as a counsellor. So then that way I can ensure that that the community is taking those steps, because at the end of the day, it's not just me, it's we.
Yeah.
We all have to be involved in making this come alive.
I can't resist. I have to ask a question.
Yeah, go.
Okay, let's test Alicia, counsellor, future counsellor Alicia.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, what's your view on footpaths?
My view on footpaths. Oh, good question. I actually had a local member come up to me and talk about some of the footpaths that we've got at the moment. So past the pier, there is something that I will be looking at and putting forward to the council. I think it's really important that we have even footpaths, because we have tourists, we've got elderly, we've got young children, people with disabilities, and it's really important that we have even pathways, so then that way we can enjoy the esplanade. And something that has been brought to my attention in Division 10 is past the pier, it needs a little bit of TLC. So I want to be committed to my residents of Division 10 to ensure that we're looking after our pathways as well, because when you get out and about like me, it's great for mental health and well-being. You know, it's just beautiful to see that. And then if you trip over and then hurt yourself, well, that's just made a good day gone bad, hasn't it?
Yeah. Hey, I could ask you 1,000 questions, but I'm not going to. I'm going to stay true to what I said at the beginning.
Okay.
We'll keep it short.
Sure.
And thank you so much, Alicia. And wait, you are a candidate for Division 10.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Did it.